Chapter 2. Young Man Goes West. The big band work began moving Buddy out west, which is where he began arranging music for radio programs. The Bob Hope Show, the Eddie Cantor Show, the Standard Symphony Hour, Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, and the Jack Benny Program. After 3 or 4 years on Jack Benny's show, working for Phil Harris, Buddy went on to work for Kay Kaiser. When I first came to California, I made a connection with Phil Harris through a bass player on the band I was arranging for. I started to do some arrangements for Phil, then the Bob Crosby Band, around 1939 or 1940. The first arrangements I did for Phil were for his dance band. They were working nightly in a club out here, and he was playing the Jack Benny Show on Sundays. I didn't do anything for Jack's show until after I was on the Bob Hope Show, and I was never there on broadcast day because I was on the road with Bob Hope when we were doing military bases around the country during World War II. I loved Phil Harris. He was a freewheeling, fun guy to be around. True, Phil didn't conduct the Benny Show. It was conducted by Malin Merrick. But Phil was a bona fide star on the show with plenty of lines written into the script. And he did front the band on the opening number. I worked with Phil on and off the show since his band had a steady booking at the Wilshire Bowl nightclub and later at the Biltmore Bowl in the Biltmore Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. I also worked with him later at Disney on some animated feature that scrapped that sequence when they rewrote the screenplay. I didn't spend any time with Jack Benny. I hardly knew him, just a speaking acquaintance. I wasn't around the show that much. My only connection with that show was with Phil Harris. Jack didn't care who was writing the music as long as it sounded good for the show. It was different with the Hope Show because I traveled with it. I got on the Bob Hope Show through George Dugan, who was the regular arranger on that. I became friendly with him and he knew about my work. So when he got drafted, Skene Enos hired me for Bob Hope Show on George's recommendation. By that time, I'd got to know a number of the musicians on that show, so I wasn't with a bunch of strangers. Buddy called in Xavier Cugat and brought Stan Kenton into the program. Buddy and Stan formed a fast friendship that would later lead to Buddy scoring Kenton's first nationwide...